Well, Marvel Comics dropped a bombshell about one of its most popular characters yesterday. Turns out Captain America all along has been a member of Hydra, a terrorist organization in the Marvel Universe. A lot of the fans were excited about that plot twist. Other people were pretty devastated and angry. GPB's own social media manager, Rosemary Jean-Louis, says she fainted when she heard. The passionate reaction to the news shows the close connection that fans feel to comic book characters that they've possibly grown up with, that they've been reading about and living with for years. This weekend, that connection will be celebrated. The 10th annual MomoCon Comic Convention returns to Atlanta, and one of the event's featured speakers is my guest today. Atlanta comic book artist Dexter Vines. He's worked with nearly every major comic book publisher and joins me online this morning. Hi, Dexter.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Look, I'm not blaming you for the whole Captain America thing. I know you're not involved, but these plot twists come out every once in a while where they you know what I mean? Where they write up into the story something that seems completely antithetical to what we've known about that character for so long. Why is that? Why does that happen?
That's just kind of how comics is. Comics are kind of like soap operas, you know, like that. And you'll have this, you know, kind of jaw-dropping, earth-shattering kind of event, you know, because I heard about this late, actually. So I kind of missed the whole big announcement of it. But I'm pretty sure the fanboys will definitely be putting their opinion out there and letting Marvel know whether they like it or hate it, you know.
And the fangirls, Dexter. Definitely. Don't forget the fangirls.
Definitely.
So you are going to add, you're going to write a Han Solo comic. So let's take a listen. If people have forgotten who Han Solo is, here's a scene from Star Wars: A New Hope. This is where we first meet Solo in that movie. And you also hear the voice of Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Han Solo, I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
So how much, when you're writing a Han Solo comic, how much latitude do you get? Can you drop a bombshell like they just did?
No. Well, actually, I'm not writing it. I'm the inker on Han Solo. But no, everything goes through Lucas. That's a whole nother... another beast there where most of your
comics... Oh, because it's a Lucas property.
Right, right. So everything from my understanding, everything from the movies to the comics, they're all in continuity, whereas Marvel or DC, you know, their movies have one continuity and the comics will have another continuity. But with Star Wars, it's all one thing. So, you know, you can't interject anything new. So it's up to the Lucas heads now to... let you know what you can and can't do.
How much do you hear from fans? Do they find you and follow you and complain when they don't like something?
No, fans generally like stuff like that. Fans won't complain to the artist. They're all about, you know, hitting the company up because they know, you know, that's the company and editors are, you know, making those kind of decisions. So no, we won't get that kind of thing. So thankfully.
Well, that's nice. I mean, right?
So,
I mean,
but yeah, fans are definitely outspoken in this industry. I'm pretty sure you know.
Yes.
You know, if fans hate something, they're going to let you know, you know.
Yes. Well, you're about to go into the thick of it if you go to a MomoCon, so good luck
definitely,
with that.
Definitely.
Let's hear from Cristela Rosa. She's a comic book fan, and she spoke with NPR's Latino USA during a comic book convention in New York City, and she's talking about the lack of diversity in the comic book universes. Take a listen.
So, like, growing up with comics, like, I love comics, but I saw so little of myself. I was always liking more of the male characters, too, for that reason. And then I remember, I kept getting back on and off again with the wagon reading comics, and the first time I ever saw the second Batgirl and her whole entire face is covered, I'm like, wow, wouldn't it be great if that character were like actually Asian underneath?
So is that getting better, what Cristela is talking about? She grew up with very little diversity. Is that improving?
Yeah, I think it is definitely improving. I mean, it definitely has a ways to go, but I definitely think there are definitely more diversity in comics. And it's just, you know, I think that's just kind of how, you know, it's going, and it's just more diversity, period. So hopefully that will continue until it's not a thing where we're asking that question, But I think as long as we're asking it, you definitely need it.
What do you mean it's not a thing where we're asking that question? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, as far as is there diversity in comics? So I think once there is diversity or true diversity, you won't feel the need to
ask that
question.
Oh, we won't even hear that question anymore.
Right, right.
And you won't have to answer it anymore.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, then let's hear a little bit from Brian Stelfreeze, because I understand he's number one. He's a veteran. He's been in the business a long time. But he's the one that really got you into comic books, right?
Yeah, definitely. I first met Brian at a comic book convention, the old Atlanta Fantasy Fair, before it became Dragon Con. And, of course, being a little black kid and seeing, you know, somebody of color behind the table and drawing, it really kind of opened my eyes and let me know, all right, I can do this, you know. And it definitely lit a spark in me. And, I sat there probably for an hour and talked to Brian. And he really, you know, I left that show with just a new fire and drive, you know, to get into comics.
So he is based in Atlanta, as you mentioned. And he gave an interview to a Publisher Weekly for their podcast, More to Come. And here he's talking about how the comic book industry is changing.
There are no comic books anymore. There are companies. Every company is doing one, the entire company is dedicated to one story. And I'm not personally a fan of that. It's like I liked Spider-Man when Spider-Man was Spider-Man and the Hulk was the Hulk and they didn't cross over that much.
What is he talking about here? I mean, first of all, is he only talking about the major comic book publishers like Marvel or DC? Or is he including the whole industry in that?
I'm not sure, but I would just say, yeah, as far as Marvel and DC, yeah, everything is like intertwined now in the comic book universes. And whether that's on purpose or not, I think that's just kind of how things have evolved, you know, where I think, yeah, back in the day, everybody, you know, the companies just looked at, yeah, Spider-Man and is his own thing and Hulk is his own thing and Fantastic Four is his own thing. But now I think they just, and you know, this is our world, you know, it's all one big world. So I think it's just that I think it just kind of evolved that way. I don't think it just kind of, you know, I don't think it was like engineered. And I think it just kind of evolved over the years to that.
Although, I mean, if you're just joining us, my guest is Atlanta comic book artist Dexter Vines. He's one of the featured speakers at this weekend's MomoCon. And just a little pushback, Dexter, because I've always imagined the reason they did that, started having characters appear in other comics, was to sell more comics. If you're a Spider-Man fan, then instead of just buying the Spider-Man comics, if he appears in Fantastic Four, then you might be more likely to go and buy the Fantastic Four.
True.
You know, buy that.
True. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely can see that. But like I said, I don't think that was, at least it didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like that was like we're going to do that too. I think you introduce those kind of things and, you know, realize, hey, people like that, you know, and it just kind of develops from there.
Well, then let's hear one more comment from your, I guess, mentor, Atlantic comic book artist Brian Stelfreeze. This is, again, from that same 2004 interview that he did with the podcast More to Come. And they asked him what advice he'd give to young, aspiring comic book artists.
The best advice that I could give to someone who's interested in becoming a comic book artist is to try not to become a comic book artist, but to try to become a comic book storyteller. There's a huge difference between being an artist and a storyteller. And I think the people that are really doing well in comics now are the people who use their art as a vehicle to tell stories.
What is the difference, Dexter, between, in your mind, between an artist and a storyteller?
Well, an artist is, I guess it's kind of really general, you know. An artist is just somebody who you can paint a picture and you're an artist. Whereas a storyteller is you're literally telling a story with your pictures. So I tell people, like, they'll come up to me and show me their portfolio and, you know, you have to have, you know, your anatomy and perspective, and then you have to, you know, put this all in to one thing and tell a story without words being there. You know, people need to be able to tell what's going on just specifically looking at your artwork, going from panel to panel. It needs to read even without the word balloons. So that's the aspect of storytelling. So,
can you develop that, or is that a skill you either are born with or not?
No, you can definitely develop that, you know, and I tell people there, you know, I tell, you know, guys when they, and gals when they come up to me and ask me, people advice, I tell them also, look at a movie and then turn the sound down and just look and see what happens. And you can kind of, you know, that helps you kind of tell a good director from a bad director, you know, also. So it works in, you know, in the film media also. So like I say, it's just all about, you know, telling that story with just your pictures.
So you're about to meet with a whole bunch of fans, and I wonder what your thought is. In a couple surveys, Atlanta was named the number one nerdiest city in America. I wonder if you agree with that. You saw that, I
would not know, but there are plenty of us out here. I include myself into the media geekdom. I'm definitely, you know, just as big a fan as the fans. You know, I'm a big Walking Dead geek, you know. Game of Thrones, you know, you name it, you know, I'm there. So
No spoilers, Dexter.
no spoilers, for sure.
Well, my guest has been Atlanta comic book artist Dexter Vines. You can catch him at MomoCon this weekend in Atlanta. Dexter, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.